Then the welfare mother comes in, trying to work 5 babies out of wedlock. No job. Wanting to work, and you can't even put in an old raggedy vehicle to get her back and forth to work. And yet you drive a $60,000 Mercedes-Benz looking for your own gain out of your own quarter. Are you talking about you're not blessed because you don't believe your God? You damn liar. The reason you got what you got, you greedy dog from hell, is because you're oppressing them. It doesn't take faith to believe that. You oppress the people violently. You rob from them for your own gain from your own quarter. It's not hard to drive a Mercedes-Benz. It's not hard. The pimps and the hustlers do that. The pimps out there, the drug dealers do that. That's not hard doing that when you're robbing. And you're stealing and you're taking advantage of the people. That's not hard. Doesn't take no emunah for that. Take lies and greediness. That's all they do. They're greedy. They're greedy dogs. That's what he called them. Did he call them greedy dogs? Did Yah call them greedy dogs? Did Yah call them greedy dogs? Are they looking after their own gain? Well, I'm concerned about your daughter. He's a damnable liar. He's not concerned about you. He's concerned about what's in your pocketbook, what's in your hand. That's all he cares about. Some Jezebel for you, honey. I want all you sisters. We're going to have a sister day. They mesmerize and bewitch the minds of the people all kinds of days. Sister day, pastor day. First lady's day. Every kind of damnable day it is. Yah told them to remember his memorials, his moedim, and they raise hell with Yah. I'm going to move on this course here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the truth, unadulterated. It's all vanity. All of it. And something that is full of vanity is empty. Has no life form. This building has no life form at all. It's only because of Ruach Yeshua that makes us alive. It has no life if we don't turn the lights on or the speakers. There's nothing that comes out of this thing. The windows will crack. It will get dusty in here. You will have every kind of thing. I don't care how you lock the doors. You will have bugs. You have spider webs that will take over. It's only because it's inhabited. It's only because the Ruach HaMashiach inhabits us, because we're not inhabited by every kind of Leviathan, every kind of demon, every kind of strong dragon of hell, every kind of power that be. That's the only reason. Because what your mind, what course your mind, those things, those spirits that go through your mind, I'm telling you, they will overtake you, overpower you, and you'll be acting like a fruitcake. Hallelujah. That's why we get nutty at times. Shaul says, Solomon says in Kohiti, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. We'll read this quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 10. A man that had much, didn't he? Man of the wealth of the knowledge of Yah, because Yah imparted that into him. He says in Ecclesiastes 5 and 10, he that loves silver, do you all have that? You have that, say, oh mine. He said, he that loves silver shall not be satisfied. He shall not be shabach. Shabach. Now when we think of satisfying, now you think of what the word satisfying in your own mind. How do you define that? You know how you define it, right? What Yah says, that he that loves silver shall not be shabach. He shall not be enriched. He shall never be enriched with the knowledge and the truth of Yah. Shabach. Shabach. He shall never be enriched. So when a man loves silver, he will never be enriched. He will not. As Jephthah says, silver and gold have I none. But what I do have in the name, in the authority, in the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, rise and be healed. Let the faith of Yah overtake you. Rise and be healed. So a man that loves silver and that loves gold, he will never be shabbat. He will never be enriched. His mind will never be free. Why? Because the cares, the storms will always choke out the power of the word of Yah. He will never be enriched. He will never be of substance with silver, nor he that loves abundance with increase. Are we being taught that? Have we not been taught that? I've never taught it. But don't tell me that these T.D. Jakes, these snakes from hell, they don't teach that. Is that one of their phrases? The abundance. The abundance. Increase. Do they not say that? That's how they talk about abundance. This is the year of abundance. Their pagan way is so different than the way of the pagan Chinese. This is the year of the pigs, or the year of the pig, the year of the hog in China. And they cannot even satisfy the putrefying taste of pork there in that country. Pork is going up The currency is what you are, and the currency is going, the pork is going up there. It's just exponentially, because everybody eats pork. Swine. Billion people, billion, 200 million eating pork. Pork. Unclean. And yet they tell us that the Chinese, their food don't make you fat. Lies from hell. It's an assortment of death. What doesn't make us fat is we eat the way Yah commands. We eat the way the Torah teaches us. We will not be that way. You don't have to be no roast or nothing. You eat the way Yah commands. I don't care about your emotions or your feelings. Hallelujah. So it's a lie from hell. They eat swine. They eat snakes. Every kind of unclean. They eat lion's meat. Anything. Eat anything with four legs except the table. Hallelujah. We eat what Yah tells us. We eat bass, but we don't eat catfish. Hallelujah. Yeah, Brother Nathan, we can eat sea bass, but we don't eat shark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Deacon Tim called them, bee liners or red liners, we can eat them, but we cannot eat stingray. We can eat cow, but don't eat the pony out there. We can eat the sheep, but don't eat Dusty. We can eat the goat, but don't butcher Tiger, the cat. He tells us how to eat. And this wickedness have twisted Yah's way. And they are adding all these additives into the food. Really, the food we buy, when you buy that, it's nothing but additives that give you a false feel of full. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. I was looking at the broccoli the other day, and I'm saying, Brother Allen, come on, something is wrong here. Of course, when you sow the hybrid broccoli in 54 days, you got broccoli. But this stuff right here takes about 80 days. Because it is what we call heirloom. It is what Yah put here from the beginning. Hallelujah. He said that the seed will produce out this kind. What hybrids don't produce out this kind. When he said that it'll produce every year this kind, he means what he said. And so what the enemy has done, he has began to sow in his own seeds like he has done in this thing. He has used this avenue of Christendom to bring in his own seed. Hallelujah. So has he done with the same thing with food. He has done that to bring in his own dietary law. Yah has given us the dietary law. So what we've seen arise is this fast foods and this hip fry and all this damnable trust that destroys you, your mind. Your mind must be fed, brothers and sisters. Your body has to be fed. That our bodies retain odors and our bodies stink. They don't purify themselves right. Come on, you know something is wrong with you when your body stinks. When you take a bath an hour and you smell like a jackass. That's not of Yah. Your breath is wrong. Your breath doesn't smell right. Your little children, their breath is funky, stinks. Because you're not putting the right things in them. Get up, shut. I want you to let you know you're doing it wrong. Hallelujah. And your breath smell like 10 yards to get back. Can't even stand it. Hallelujah. Our babies, their little bones, their bodies are breaking down. Come on, you know that's not of Yah. Feed them that damnable trash. I feed you with the living word today. You get upset with me, that's all right. There would be someone get upset. One man wrote me and said, you need to slow it down. Man, shut up. Slow nothing down. The world rolls 24 hours a day, doesn't it? So I'm going to roll when he gives me this 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever it is. I'm going to roll. Hallelujah. Yeah, we do what Yah says. We will see the prosperity of our health and everything about us. We will see a transformation in our minds and our physical beings, our bodies. We're doing what Shaitan says. Well, I ain't nothing wrong if I do that. It lies from hell. Reproof of instruction. That's the way that Yah, our life is based upon reproof and instructing. Everything he does, when you read the word, is always reproof you. What I preach up, it reproves me. What I speak to reproves me. And it instructs me, don't go that way. Everything I say reproves me. Everything I say, I sense it, I feel it. There's a cutting. The husband of man must be partaker. Hallelujah. This is what keeps me in the way that is refined, in the way that Yah has ordained. I get up and give you something that is pleasing to your flesh, that is pleasing to me, then I'll begin to walk out of the way. And we may all come to fold the children of hell. As the old line Baptist preachers will say, you just do what I say, not as I do. Then you're a fool if you do what he said, not what he does. Now you do what I say and do what I do as well. The way I do things, you can do them that way. What I say, you can walk in that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me move with Christ. He said, chapter 10, verse 10 again, he that loves silver shall not be shabha. he shall not be enriched with silver, nor he that loves the abundance with increase. This is also vanity. Habel. It is a vapor. It's just a false thing. It's empty. It's vain. When goods increase, those who eat them are increased. And what profit, what the chicharon, what success, what profit is there to the owner thereof? Even though you have much, what profit is it? Tell me. Listen now. Look what he says, the preacher man, and what Charlemagne said. He said, except the beholding of them with their eyes. That's the only thing you get. You just look at it. Folks buy a new car, they go look at that. That's so nice. That's all you can do, look at it. You go to it, man, and look at my shoes, man. Look at these gates. And Marcel said, I paid $135 for them. Jezebel. So what can he do but look at it? And after that, then he forgot what it looks like when he turned his back. What are you trying to say? Don't be a fool. All that you got, what profit is it? What are you going to do? You got increased, but what are you going to do? But just look at it. This is wise here. The only thing you can do is behold it with your eyes. He says, I tell you what, though. Deacon Benny out there in that garden, the other night, that was laboring work, wasn't it, Brother Chris? I asked Brother Chris, did you feel it? He said, yes, sir. That's all right, then. I don't feel bad because if a young man feels it, that's all right. Did you feel it, Deacon Benny? Yes, sir. Everybody felt that. Of course, Deacon Benny, you did too, Brother Yosef? We walked down the road together, boy, not much talking. I said, I'm going home, man. Take me a shower. That was one night I wanted to take a shower. I'm going to bed, Deacon. Of course, I didn't get to bed at 12 that night. I had to get a little fuel in my body. Hallelujah. I had to get a little fuel. He says, the sleep of a laboring man is mahak, sweet, precious. Deacon Horn, you all get back here from one of those days. It's a nice thing to sleep, isn't it? Brother James, you out there rolling on that tree where you were sweating on Friday. I know what it was about. I had Brother Nate out there. We pulling up those weeds, and boy, he said, I'm not sweating, Pastor. I said, boy, something wrong if you're not sweating. I'm sweating in my eyes, water pouring out, my head, my back. You can feel it on every part of it. Hallelujah. He said, I don't sweat that much. I said, boy, you're not working hard enough then. But that sun was roaring, and it was saying, come out. Told Yah for that. Said, all that old pause and this stuff, come out. Come out. That's what it says. I was listening this morning to the news, and the doctors, you know, they were telling everyone, don't get much sunlight. But they're telling you one of the most powerful things to fight against cancerous disease is the vitamin D. And it comes from the sun. And they tell you, get out there in the sun. Do it moderately. Hallelujah. So they're telling us today, why do you think we got all these diseases? They put them in office spaces. Put this on them all day long. Their bodies, the neutrons and the molecular structures of their bodies have changed. And then we're producing things that are not natural to our bodies. That's what we're doing. Yah says by the cooling of the day, we're going to make our living deed go by the sweat of our brow. Did you sweat in your brows on Friday? You did too, Deacon Horn? You, Brother Jane? Did you sweat, Brother Yosef? By the sweat of our brows. That's what he meant. Hallelujah. Our laboring way, by sweating. He means what he says. So the laboring man, his sleep is sweet, whether he eats little or much. You see that? So when one truly labors, it's whether he eat little or much, he is full. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. You got your cars, your homes, your bank account, it won't allow you to sleep. You're stingy with Yah, you can't give the Yah, you can't sleep because your master, the one that deprives you, the one that drives you, you dedicate to him, and you're not dedicated to Yah. But the man that labors, not only in the field, but in the things of Yah, his sleep is sweet. You go out there and labor in the field, you get home, and then you open up the scroll, you study a little bit, and it's just one little thing. If you don't study but one scripture, just one. You spend 15, 20, how long that? You lay down, the sleep is so sweet. It is to me. It's pleasant. Hallelujah. I may be up to 12 or 1, but I got something that I need to understand. And then when I understand that, then I lie down, then I'm all right. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I must say this. I must tell you this. On Friday morning, I was wore out. I thought when little Hannah came to get me, I had a telephone call from Ghana. I thought I was dreaming. I did not get up until 10 till 7. Time enough to clean myself up properly and make it into the bayat of Yah. I heard this little voice, Pastor Rabbis, whoa. And I was in that third ram of sleep. Was it nice? Of course, I didn't go to bed about midnight that night, but it was sweet. And I hear this little voice, and I said, whoa. I thought I was dreaming. The first thing I did, I looked at the clock, whoa, got to get up. Hallelujah. They see a lazy man, he just laid there and slumbered. He said, I'll tell you what, that's an excuse to miss prayer. Nah. I need mine tefillah. I need it into the bite of Yahweh for tefillah. You need prayer. And that's why the enemy work against you, slothful, lazy ones, not to pray. He doesn't want you to pray. That's why you will make every excuse. Penny, Annie. You use anything for an excuse. That's a wickedness there. David said, I rejoice. I was glad. For they said, 7 a.m., let us go into the bayat of Yah. You're corruptors. And we're going to pay for that. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. I'm just telling you that, brothers and sisters. Verse 13, he says, listen to this. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. He said, there's a sore, halah. It's such a corrupt vowel even. Now this halah, it means that something that is, it's a weak evil. It's a sickening evil. Now that's what he says, it's a sore evil. It is one of the diseases, a sore evil, which I have seen under the sun. Namely, riches kept for the owner to their own destruction or to their own hurt. These owners, riches kept by the owners to their own deceit, their own destruction. He said that is a sore evil in the land today. And that's what this whorehouse teaches, doesn't it? To get rich. Quote, God wants you to be rich, unquote. To hell with all gods. Every god is a dog. Every last one of them. Yah is the Most High. His name is the expression of His throne. The power of His excellence. His name. Every god is wicked. And if that's the case, Shaitan is a god. Is he wicked? Every god is fashioned after him. All gods are dogs. And I don't take it back. Hallelujah. There's a sore evil in the land today, and that's mainly under the sun. Namely, the riches kept for its owners to do evil. And that's what they do with their riches. And that's what your riches do, cause you to do evil. Because you become even more asinine in your approach to Yah. You become stingy. Something is drastically wrong with us, a people. And these whole houses, they destroy them. They use witchery to take every nickel from them to get gain. And we that come to the knowledge of Yah's truth, when there's not a liberty to give to Yah, have to do with the whole heart, and if something is drastically wrong to your Ruah. He has not changed. He meant what he says, bring all your tithe and all your offering into the bayat of Yah. There are people that listen to me religiously, and they will not send one dime here. There are those that are tuned in right now. They are stingy as hell. They are wicked. They will not send one dime to help support, to help the message of Yah to go forth. But someone can write them and say, well, Pastor Robert says send something, and they will send $200 or $300, but they will not send one dime here. They will not send a nickel. You know something is wrong. Can I ask you something? Can you go in the grocery store and eat for free? Can you live anywhere and eat for free? You can't do it. And yet we think that we're extortionists today. They become such extortioners. They steal and they rob. Now this is not a place to rob people. It's not a place that press. We don't have no special offerings here. Never have. They have no special gifts. Never have. Hallelujah. Even when I preach in that name, Jesus. Y'all say it, hypocrites. And those out there, well, Jesus. I want to ask you a question. In order for Yah to warn them about the gods, did he call their names? Sure he did. The stupid generation. It's a petty generation. Hallelujah. They will not cause me to capitulate. I will not preach the white boys' doctrine of Hebrewism. I will not preach the black boys for Hebrew Hebrewism. I will not preach it. Or the ones that call themselves Jews. I will not preach that. I will preach daughter the truth what Yah speaks. Hallelujah. And I will not be afraid. For my life is for one purpose. I have one purpose in life. I know my purpose. That's to see Him. I don't need a Cadillac to see Him. But I do need my Ru'arai to see Him. Hallelujah. I don't need a 15-bedroom house to see Him. But I do need to have this house clean and purged from every sin, every foul thing that separate me from Him. I do need that. Hallelujah. I don't need a $500 suit. I don't need a $500 pair of shoes to see Him. But I do need to make sure I have on the Siddiqah garment of Almighty Yahweh. I need to be clothed in the Siddiqah of Almighty Yahweh. I do need that on. Hallelujah. And the only way I'm going to get that and have that in my life, I must buy the truth and sell it not. I can't buy the truth and sell it for some kind of filthy petty gain, a gain of vanity. Did not Solomon have the most enriched mine upon the earth at that time? And he sold it for the things, for silver and gold. He traded away for bribes. He procured unto himself wives. Y'all never commanded Solomon to have wives and concubines. And these damn liars today that say it's already told us a lie. Nowhere in Torah it teaches that to have more than one wife. When he made man, he made a woman. He knew that was enough. Any man that thinks he can tell me one man that has more than one, that he has not caused trouble, headaches in hell. And everyone that had more than one in the book did not cause hell and trouble. Yah never made man that way. He never. He made his sister horn for evangelist horn. Husband one. Hallelujah. He made his sister that for a husband her. He made you brother, dear, sinless. That's it. Bam. Period. Period. He made you Teresa for Jane. That's it. Not for him to have a slate of concubines. Satisfy his damnable lust. He made that wife for you, Deacon Horn, right there. Bam, that's it. What? It's enough dealing with one, isn't it? Can you imagine you had 10 like Sister Laquila? 10 like Sister Roberts? Come on. You'd be a crazy man, wouldn't you? Hallelujah. Can you imagine a woman trying to have share herself with 10 other women? That's wickedness. He has one woman. One. And that is the call out elect of the house of Israel. The remnant, the true seed. That's all he has. You can't be faithful to one. You mean to ten. One. There's only one Abba. One Imuna. And one baptism. No one taught him where he teaches that. No way he commanded man. No way he instructed him. These are lies based upon. Yah suffered many things. He suffered them. To show man the degenerate, transgressive wickedness. And that still did not make them satisfied. And it's almost like this, parents, listen to me. You having children and say, Daddy, can I have this and that? And you give them everything they need. And they're still not happy. You say, I thought you wanted that. I just want that. That's boring, Mom. Dad, I don't like that. You unthankful pig. I'll kick the... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what Yah did with man. He said, okay. All right. Okay. 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 I'll suffer that. That's not my path I want you on. I want to show you where that's going to lead you, Solomon. And then led him to every kind of corrupt thing there is. Open up the house of Israel to every kind of damnable, vile thing. Rehoboam, his son, was vile and wicked. Every king after him. Wicked men, wicked. There's only one righteous one. His name is Yahshua, the king of the Siddiq of Yah. He's going to sit on the eternal throne. Of Yah, I like that. I don't want Dave Roberts to sit there. I want him to sit there. Hallelujah. I don't want you to sit there. I want him to sit there. This is a wicked generation. Verse 14, he said, but those riches. Verse 14 now, he said, but those riches, are they everlasting? He said, they perish by evil travail or evil use. That's what riches always do. They pass. And he begat a son, and there is nothing in his hand. He has a son that is foolish, ignorant, and the son has nothing in his hand. Nothing. In this society, in this nation, everything is just a piece of paper. We have funds in the local bank here, but overnight they could be gone. Overnight. Tonight, this evening, they could be gone. We will not know until Monday. Period. I said to the brothers, I said, a quarter of a century ago, I was making $10 an hour.
So if a man is making $10 an hour today, come on. At least back then, I was making kind of hardcore money. A dollar was valued at least 89 cents, 90 cents a dollar. Today, you don't even get 60 cents a dollar. So a man is actually making $5 an hour when he's making $10 an hour in true economics and inflationary terms in this nation. That's all he's making. So a man making $20, he's just making $10 an hour. I talked with the man one day down to the gas station. He said to me, I made more money 25 years ago than I made now. What else making almost 25 years ago? Come on, man, don't you make that now? Unskilled man, uneducated. So all the riches, what do you leave your son? Come on, nothing. But yet Yah has left his people the riches of eternal life. And the riches of the kingdom. And nothing can rob us of that if we hold fast to his true saying. So there's a preconceived false doctrine today that gain is a certain sign that Yah is with the people. That he is the one that is ministering the gain. That's not so, brothers and sisters. He had to chastise Yisrael because that same spirit, it permeated there. Look what it says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 65. Hallelujah. I want to read this. It says in Isaiah, Yeshaya 65. Isaiah 65, verse 11. He said, I'm going to bring judgment, mishpatim, upon you for your wicked ways and the laws that you have allowed to strengthen your wickedness. You have hope and other, and gods or Elohim that's not me. And he says in Isaiah 65, verse 11. He said, but you are they that forsake Yahweh. And when a man denies the Torah of Yah, he has forsaken Yah. When he denies the validity of the Torah in Yahshua, he forsakes Yah. He said, you have forsaken Yah, that you have forgotten my Kodash mountain, my strong power, or my strength. Yahshua is the mountain of Yah, brothers and sisters. You cannot forget Yahshua and say you dwell in the high places of the Most High. The places of the Most High, the high places is Yahshua. He said, you've forgotten Yahshua. They've written him off. So that everybody, tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Everybody says today, quote, oh, I know God. God loves me. I don't care whether it's Mr. Bush. I don't care whether it's Mr. Putin. I don't care whether it's Mr. Tony Blair. I don't care whether it's Paris Hilton. They would say, my faith and my God. My faith and my God. Do they not all express that in the same terminology? They all do that, don't they? That's what they have done. And Yah said, the nation, the world, the people, they have forsaken the Kodash mountain, the strong one, the one that brings you the strength of Yah, the one that you can get in and see over the troubles of the world. Because there's something bright, as the old folks will say on the other side. We're not in the mountain where we should be. We're not in the high places of Yah. We're cast down. We're low. We're beaten down. Why? Because of our sins and our transgressions against the Torah of Yah. Our own greed, our lust, our desire for gain. I want more of Yahshua, brothers and sisters. I want to be like him. I mean that. Evangelist Horn will sing this song. If I can't say a word, just let me wave my hand. Just whatever it is, y'all, just let me moan if I can't do anything but that. As long as I can retain the truth of that identity in my mind. Hallelujah. And we saw that whatever this, this little child, Brother Dale, Sister Celeste's daughter, as she passed, even when she would hear that name, that was something that resonated in her. Her hands lifted up, her body, everything altered. The singing of that name and everything. You can see the light in her. We have removed ourselves from the mountain. We hear the name of Yahshua. It doesn't make gladness fill our hearts. It doesn't make us shout and leap with joy because of the security we find in that. But when these damn dogs speak the name of Paris Hilton, we give our ears over to that. We give our minds to hear about our slut. That's the truth. We give all our energy to hear about our naked whore. Ran through everything in whorewood. That's what it is, whorewood. But your whores and effeminate pedophile faggot men. And faggots and punkish men. They look punkish. Smooth and punkish. Their hands are punkish. I told her, my brother, I ain't taking nothing back.
They're not ministering. Women are whorish and retarded looking. Their heads, look at some of them crazy looking things. That Paris Hilton slut, she looked like a retarded fool. I guess you all don't look at things through the eyes of Hamashiach. That's why you need to anoint them with eyesalve, that you may be able to see what's in them dogs. You need to say, Yah, anoint my eyes. Let Hamashiach become the frontals of your vision. And then you will see how creature-looking they are. I look at some of those creatures and I say, man, this is a creature. And this is what they call a fine man? Huh? This is what they call a beautiful woman? Some freak that has been puking up everything she eats, been cut on every way, Botox, Bolock. You tell me this is beauty? Nothing there. Dyed hair, permed hair, colored skin, rubbing cologne to get some color, pale-looking whore, no color in her skin. You tell me that's beauty? Like hell, that's beauty. Hallelujah. You want to see some beauty at the feet of those that bring you the tidings of Yahshua. Oh, how beautiful are the feet of them that brings you the bazaar, the bozara, the teaching, the message of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's beautiful. Not some Jezebel whore that lay with everything, dogs and everything. These are vile creatures of hell. They're twisting your sons and your daughter's mind. Your daughter, your son, to listen to some rapper that's sleeping with everything, every kind of woman, every man. Come on, my brothers and sisters. They open up their minds to every kind of depravity and wickedness. Yeah, your damnable daughters, your wicked sons. Don't take it back. You understand? I'm a protector here, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to just let any kind of spirit come in. I don't care what you all think of me. It makes no difference. I don't care about your emotions toward me. You will look at my labor and my fruit. If I'm not doing what's right in the sight of Yah, withdraw yourself from me. Do that. Hallelujah. I'm not here to patronize your emotions or your feelings. I'm here to lay out the pattern for us, that we will walk therein, and that we will be prosperous, we will be blessed, we will be healthy, and our minds will be healthy. Our ruahs, regardless of what trial of affliction we may endure, we know that we're in the place, in the home, in the bayit of our Abba, whereby there's great fellowship. That's why he tells you to separate yourself from the world. He said, withdraw yourself from that, because that, I want to show you this. I may stop at that point because I didn't realize I had so much. Hallelujah. You know, I look at things when I'm studying for a message, and sometimes I just get up on Shabbat morning and Yah gives me a word to speak to the people. Now, he doesn't give me a scripture, but he showed me that the things that we need, brothers and sisters. He doesn't talk to me vociferously. The ruah of the word talks to me. Before Elder Martin and I left, Yah, he brought to my attention the measure of Yah. Now, I may say that, but what is Yah's measure? Do we understand the measure of Yah? Elder Martin, the world, of course, I went right down to that system, and I wanted to see and find out some things about Yah's measure. When Yah speak to my body, put that in my heart like that, I know that there's something vital there. And it has to be brought out to his house. His measure, brothers and sisters, isn't one of just balance. His weight is not one of imbalance. Hallelujah. Because if it is, there's wickedness there. I don't know if I'll preach that, but undoubtedly he wants me to speak that to us. The measure of Yah. Hallelujah. He says here, Yeshaya, listen. 65 verse 11. Well, you are the one that have forsaken Yah. You have forgotten my Kodash mountain. Look what they have done. They prepared a table for that God. Is that what it says in your text? They have prepared a table for what now? For who? For the God of fortune, Gad. Now, it identifies the God. Now, that's what these people are praying to, the God of fortune. I'm so fortunate today. No, I'm not fortunate. I'm barakt of Yah. Yah has barakt me. You are so fortunate to have that. No. They prepare a table. That's what these whole houses do. They prepare, listen, for the God. They prepare a table for the God of fortune, Gad. And they have furnished a drink offering to the God of faith, Minai. That's what they have done. Now, these are these Babylonian gods or these deities that men cry out today. That's why they're trying to make Yah 3, 4, 5. He is one. Yahshua and the Abba, that is one. They are ikad. You can't separate one from the other. It's just one. So they prepare their drink offering for their god, Mini. That's all they do, don't they? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. We got to think beyond this little natural box of ours. Every time they have their little whore gathering, don't tell me they don't drink. Don't tell me they don't pour their offering, their drink offering. They fill their bellies with unclean things. They fill it with pork chops and ham and all ham chops and all of that. Lobsters and shrimps, catfish dinners. Water fat back in the greens. Pork chops. It's an unclean thing. Chillings on their feast days. Y'all feast us with the bread of life on his memorials. That's what they're for. Hallelujah. Brother Allen taught us about Shabbat, the beginning of the time of the laddering of the ingathering, Sukkoth. We gather and we dine. We enjoy the plenteousness of Almighty here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is the God of fortune here in America. This is the God that is of the fortune, of the prosperity. God. And Menai, that's the God. It is not Yah. He is not blessing. He is preserving Israel in this nation. And he's going to bring us to the land, to the place, whereby we're going to eat plenty. And that plenty is not bread and cornflakes and chips. It is the plentifulness of the law of the substance of Yahshua HaMashiach. That we're going to eat the living bread. We're going to eat the living meat. That we're going to drink the living water. He's going to bring us to that land, brothers and sisters, that place of promise. We're going to eat and we're going to be full. We're going to eat and we're not going to be weary. We're going to drink and we're going to be satisfied. That's what Yah is going to do. That's why this God, Gad, and Menah, they get much gold, but they're not satisfied. They get gain, they're not satisfied. Yah said, he says to Shaul, tell Timothy, they're going to teach that gain is the power of Yah. Now he tells us to withdraw ourselves from them. He said, from such, withdraw yourself and remove yourself far. Don't be a part of their activities now. He means what he says. Well, that's my daughter. She's a Jezebel. Oh, you know, she went to college and she got there. She was just a whore in college. That's it. Hallelujah. Very small fraction of them that are not. Very minuscule fraction. Hallelujah. I still got that article I'm going to read about what the women are doing in the colleges. Hallelujah. I certainly don't talk in the dining hall like I used to because so many other things that I ponder. I get a lot of messages there. Hallelujah. There are many times I just go home and hit the scripture. I just lay a foundation that I can get on out. But at least I got something to think on for that moment, for that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in verse 12, Therefore will I number you to the sword. I will number you to the sword. And you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear. Now is he talking to his people? Sure is. But did evil before my eyes, and did not choose wherein, you didn't choose a way wherein I delight. I taught on that hafate of Yah. He said, what I take pleasure in, what I desire of you, what pleased me. He said, you did not take delight in what pleased me. And we ought to delight ourselves in Yah. Our pleasure is in what he speaks to us, what he commands us. Yah withhold no tough thing from those that walk upright, that walk in the power of his Torah. He will not do that. I don't care who you are. Yah knows the season and the time of sowing and the time of reciprocity or to have increase. You don't simply sow the seed and you got increase. You sow the seed. And you watch the maturation of that thing. And they're you that the seed of Yah need to be sown in you that you can mature. And quit being juvenile and immature. See, when a parent speaks to the child and the child responds, well, what daddy, you say? Well, you know that child is immature. A wise son will hear. He will ponder the matter. He will internalize that. Why? Because it's for his strength and his gain. When one is wiser than you speaks to you. This is a damnable wicked generation. They don't see it that way. They speak their mind. Their mind is juvenile and immature. A juvenile will always speak his mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll read a few more verses. I'm going to close too. And then I'm going to pick this up. Hallelujah. David says in Tehillim 94, verse 20. Now they suppose that gain is the power of Shabbat guarding or piety. And Yasser, from such you withdraw yourself. Those that disregard the Torah, the Shabbat of Yah, the Torah of Yah. He said you withdraw yourself. He means what he says. Why? I tell us this all the time, but we don't believe what Scripture says. And the reason why, because it is not emphatically driven into our mindset or our thinking, our logics, our spiritual logics, whereby we can grow. We become mature, that we will not have to be reproved and rebuked. David says here in Tehillim, he says in Tehillim, chapter 94, verse 20, he asks us a question here, and I'm asking you this question, as David asks us. He says, shall the throne of lawlessness or iniquity, wickedness, shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship, or haba, have fellowship with you? They who frame evil by decree. So he's asking us, we that say that our minds, our ways are framed by the Torah of Yah, shall the throne of lawlessness, Torahlessness, have fellowship with us? Shall we walk in the same fellowship of the haba of those that work the iniquity, that disregard Yah, the Torah? Shall we walk in fellowship with them? And we must understand that Shaul could not tell Timothy to withdraw yourself from them unless it was based upon Torah. It had to be. It had to be what was based upon what was written. So shall we that are the seed of Yah, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship, haba, with you? With Yah. Shall that throne of iniquity have fellowship with Yah? Shall we that's walking in iniquity have fellowship with Almighty Yah? We can't have fellowship with Him if we're walking in an iniquitous way, if we are Torahlessness and lawless. He says, shall it be? David is asking Yah this because he knew his ways. He knew what he had done. He said, they who frame evil by a decree, shall they have fellowship haba with you? Now, I want you all to hear this. This word haba is Arabic. It's a Hebrew word. I'll read you what it means. Elder Martin always warns us about this fellowship with these wicked folks that we think love us. But this is what fellowship, this is the true defined definition of fellowship, what it means, what it does, of the connotation of it. It says this, to tie magical charm. It is a form of bewitching. That's what it is. Magical charm, to join oneself, to make alliance and league together. So it is the power, this fellowship, that it is an unnatural one, unspiritual one. It forms and it operates in this magical sphere. It is a charm that it creates. And we are charmed by them. We look at them, we're charmed by them. We're charmed what they say to us. We're charmed by what they give us. That's why the wicked always pull a gift out of their bosom. And they give it to you to pervert the judgment of the Shoftim of Yah. I'm going to go somewhere with this. That's why Yah says, and they will say, Mama, look, honey, I've gone to college. Look at me now. You're Jezebel. That means nothing. And Mama and Daddy become chum. Oh, she's smart girl. She can do math real good. So can the dope pusher. His math is more excellent than the math of aerodynamics, because he's making more money than an engineer's making. He doesn't even need to add up his number. He knows how much money he got out there. He understands every hour of the day how much he's going to make. He already internalized that. He got the graphics in his mind. Doesn't need a nickel worth of rat's dung or rat's poo-poo. Well, Mama, I went to college and I did this and I did that. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy because it's a witchcraft. It's a charm. And that's why he said, withdraw yourself from them. And so I know she ain't saved, but she's a good girl. You're a damn liar. She's a Jezebel. Woe unto you that call Tav, evil Tav, for bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. See, that's why Yah said, withdraw yourself from it, because what it's going to do, it's going to charm you, it's going to create this witchcraft mentality, and you're going to be seduced by the witchcraft power of Shaitan. We make excuses for them because they are something we perceive that come from our bosom. It's wrong. Every word of Yah is pure. He adds it up, brothers and sisters. You can try to subtract, but it's all going to be added up at the end. When it adds up, it'll be Him and all Him and nothing but what He says and what He says. Simple and truthful. Period. So He says, what fellowship, what haba? Yah, with the throne of iniquity.
And those that frame wickedness by mischief, you that are taken by this magical charm. When I saw that, I said, this can't be. Magical charm? It's actually a form of magical, majestical type form. Yah is so majestic, isn't he? He doesn't need no magical portions. He's just majestic. And so what the powers that do, they try to form these magic or these things to stimulate flesh to make us believe that it's coming from Yah, but it's not from Yah. That fellowship is not of Yah. It is not of Yahweh at all. You don't have the Apocrypha, but I want you to hear this. It's in Shurach. Listen to this. I'm going to read this. It's in Shurach 13, verse 15. Listen to this statement. It says in Shurach 13, 15, every creature loves its like. What is saying that every creature that loves those that are the same kind. You believe that? Yeah, I believe that. Them dogs are that love dogs. You put a cat in there, you got trouble. You put a cat in there with Dusty. You put a sheep in there, he's going to be had. Or it's going to be had for me. Is that right, Brother Nathan? Huh? You put the cow in there, Dusty said, oh Shaka, oh Dusty. Dusty, he's too mean. Which one, Shaka? Shaka. See, them cows, boy, when that cow came in, he got down like this, Pastor Roberts. See, he got down. He sat, that's the way you're supposed to do it. See, he sat down on his buttocks. And then when that cow came, he grabbed him on the nose and threw him out. He said, he ain't scared. So everything of his own like, they like that of their own like, right? So that's a true proverb. For this in the Apocrypha, not, right? And every person, his neighbor. Do you have neighbors? Well, Deacon Horn is my neighbor to the left, to the right of me, and Brother Dale is my neighbor to the right. So I like Brother Dale, huh? Like Deacon Horn, they're my neighbors. To the right, to the left. You look to your right, left, who is your neighbor? You like your neighbor. Look to your right, left, and here. You got neighbors, right? All right, every person is neighbor. He says this, all living beings associate by species. Is that true? Buzzards never hang with crows. Crows never hang with blue jays. And blue jays never hang with a parakeet. Is that true? Brother Joe, don't give me no superstitious, foolish analogy. They may fly in the same jungle and places together, but parakeets hang with parakeets. Blue jays with blue jays. The social activities are with each other. I don't give a damn what Mad says. Buzzards don't hang with eagles. They're all in the wild together. We all are humans. We're in the same earth together. But you don't see a blue jay and a sparrow flying together. I don't care what your bird watching say. No, so. It is the truth. Eagles hang with eagles. Vultures with vultures. Crows fly with crows. Sparrows with sparrows. Martins over there with martins. You may see a sparrow come and sit over there with a martin. But they don't socialize together. You understand that? You may see a little bird flying on the tail of a chicken hawk because a chicken hawk has come near them. But they don't sit down and dine together. All right? Hallelujah. That will not happen until the kingdom be restored. And the lion shall sit down with a lamb and they shall eat straw together. But it's not so today. Every kind of his creature. You go down in the ocean, you don't find a shark. You don't find a great white swimming with lemon sharks. You don't find lemon sharks swimming with great white. You don't find tiger sharks swimming with lemon sharks. Do you understand? You find thousands and millions of schools of sea bass together. Hallelujah. Every kind after its kind. I've looked on the line and you've seen a blue jay right here, a sparrow right here. You see another? Sparrow goes that way, poof. Blue jay goes that way, poof. And the rainbow, poof. It's the truth, brothers and sisters. No technicality to that. It says, all living beings associate by species. Hallelujah. And a man cling to one like himself. Is that so? When we look for those to be around, don't we want someone like us? That we have the same kind of attitude? Same. That's what we do. So a buzzard and an eagle, they have nothing in common. Buzzard eats something that is... Eagle likes to go for the fresh kill. Sure it does. Buzzard eat anything. Eagle You got a little selective, a little more selective choice. Anything that is dead and rotten, the buzzard will eat. The eagle likes a fresh kill. They'll go down and grab a deer and take it up. Sure they will. A buzzard can't do that. So the question here, Shurak, is what fellowship, what haba? Listen now, what fellowship has a wolf with a lion? Does a wolf and a lion fellowship? Does a wolf and a lion fellowship? Does a lion and the gazelle fellowship? They don't fellowship, right? There's no haba between them. So the question is, he says, no more has a sinner, a wicked man, with a Sadiq, a man. No more than a sinner, one that is wicked, that is lawless, than one that loves Yah. No more. If a lion and a wolf cannot fellowship, how can a haba be between a Sadiq, a man of Yah? Because we've been taken by this magical charm. Because we care about, we've been deceived by the cares and what it looks as though they have. No way. No way. No more than a wolf can fellowship with a lion. Get quiet on me, huh? That's all right. No more than can a Sadiq, a man with a sinner. A man that defies the Torah. How can you all have the same purpose and the same oneness and the same commonality? An eagle and a buzzard do not have the same commonality, Brother Yosef. Never. First of all, a buzzard can't get up like an eagle. A chicken hawk does not mess with a different kind of a hawk. No, they don't. No, they don't. A pride of lions, they go about the male, he goes and piss against a tree, piss against a stone. He marks off his territory. It may be 100 miles in diameter. And if you encroach on that territory, you will see the... That's why you see dogs when they go, well, you watch a dog and he'll go somewhere. And it's instinctively in the nature of these creatures. And they'll go smell. And if they're in the wild, they will not encroach upon another territory of another pride of dogs. And so it is with the people of Yah. We can smell them. No, that ain't the right rule of Yah. We are a people that should have a sweet smelling savor. That should be a sweet smell or savory smell that emanates out of us. Not this vile, degenerate, corrupt, perverse smell that's coming out of the wicked that defies Yah, those that turn against the Torah of Yah. The wolf and the lion cannot fellowship. No more than a buzzard and an eagle. No more than a sparrow and a blue jay. You will never see, oh, brother, you may see a sparrow right here and a blue jay right there. Because they're looking for the same thing. That doesn't mean they're in fellowship. Shu is right. That doesn't mean they're in fellowship. I've seen the chicken hawks right here. Eating the chicken and other chickens walking around. That doesn't mean the chicken hawks in fellowship with that bird now. He comes to eat it. I remember one day walking up the path right here. I had time to go back, get the 22, walk back in a big old chicken hawk. Had a bird down. He was taking him out. He had already took him out. Sitting on top of him, eating him. And other chickens, they walk around, they're scratching because I'm safe now. But the chicken hawk wasn't safe. Because I had what it took to take him down. Let me read one more scripture before I close. Hallelujah. I'm getting exhausted now. But so no more than can there be a haba with a wolf and a lamb. No more can be with the people of Yah and a sinner. It cannot be. And Shaul says in 2 Corinthians 6:14. Hallelujah. He tells us this in 2 Corinthians 6:14. He warns us, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Is that what he says? Now understand that he's talking about this marriage or Israel cannot be yoked together with those that do not believe in Torah, the power of Torah. You cannot, brothers and sisters. He said, for what haba, our fellowship, has Sadiqa with Torahlessness? What fellowship with those that do not love the Torah, that have no power of Torah? What fellowship we have with them? Or what communion or what mingling is light with darkness? Can light and darkness mingle together? Can light and darkness mingle together? One will overpower the other, will it not? But it's one thing about light. I don't care how dark it is, the beacon of light would always shine. Is that so? So with the word of Yah, even in the midst of a corrupt, depraved mindset that we're allowed to overtake us, His truth is going to prevail. And what accord or what agreement has Messiah Yahshua with Beliah? That Beliah the worthless or wicked. Or what part has he that believes with an infidel or an unbeliever? What fellowship do you have with one that does not believe in the truth? What haba? What is it that
what they do to you bewitch you and have a has a magical spell over you. You tell me that's Yah? You tell me Shatan has a magical spell over HaMashiach? We don't realize because we do things after our own counsel. This is the book that counsels us. Your emotions don't counsel you. It's not your feeling what you feel. What I feel is how many times I've heard that from people. What I feel like it was wrong. I don't give a nigga what the rest of how you feel. It's what the book says. What I figured out means, what you figured out means nothing. No matter how much she tells us what to do in every circumstance, every situation. So an unbeliever with an infidel, there's nothing there. I don't care if it's your mama, daddy, your son, your daughter. I don't care what you say. You defy what Yah says. Yahshua declared, those that you have fellowship with those that hear the word of Yah and do the will of my Abba. This is the house of our fellowship. This is where strength comes from. Something gets wrong, you go to their damnable fat fried dinners. They're cooking guts and everything, and they defy the Torah of Yah. And then they want you to come on there. They want you to come and you disrespect Yah's Shabbat. We're having a dinner on the Saturday. Honey, baby, come on. This mama, come on. No, I'm not coming. I will not be there. And you feel obligated, but you're not obligated to Yah to remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodesh. And you go in the midst of them damn dogs of wicked. They're damnable dogs. I use that expression. They're damned. They eat their fat back and their chitlins and their collard greens and creasy greens. And Yah has fed you with the dainties of the Hashemayim food that brings eternal power in life. And you'd rather go to some damnable table of many or the table of Gad. And you just drink offering because I'm fortunate to have a family. No, I'm blessed to have brothers and sisters. Mothers, I'm an avant in the Emunah. I'd rather have that. Darfar doesn't mean nothing to me. James, Joel, who are they? I know my brother. I know my sister. They that hear the voice of Yah and do His will, they are my brothers. They are my sisters. And you would defy Yah for the gathering of the wicked. It's wrong. It's not right. He said, withdraw yourself from them. Well, we're going to have this. Come on, girl. It's going to be Sunday. Come on over. Well, no. I ain't coming. Why? Just ain't coming. I don't want to cramp your thing. People would invite me to places. Nah, cramp your thing. I don't want to come because I'm a party pooper. And they bring you into the gathering and then they feed you with their damnable wicked tables. And they bewitch you and they charm you. Ooh, look at Jean. Girl, you look so nice, honey. Look at her. She think, look at her. That little cripple heifer. She thinks she's something. That's how they do it. You can say what you want to. She sure look a mess. Look at her. No tight thing on you. Look, she's a mess. Look at her. Fat. They do that. I don't care what you say. What are you bringing him for? What is this white boy come married to a black girl? What is this? White woman, come on, man. Negro coming in our meeting? Don't tell me they don't talk like that. You hypocrites can say what you want to. He don't even have fellowship with them. Separate yourself. He means what he says. It's either Yahweh is a liar or he's the truth. He said, what fellowship, what concourse none? He says here in verse 16, I'm going to close there because I'm wore out. And what agreement or what union hath the Bayat Hak Mikdash of Yahweh with idols? For you are the Bayat, you are the house or the Hamikdash of the living Abba. As Yahweh has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Abba, and they will be my people. The only way we're His people, He dwells in us. His truth. The spirit of Yahshua. If that doesn't dwell in us, we're not His people. I close with this. Our fellowship, Shaul says in 1 Corinthians 1:19, quickly. He said, Yahweh is all mine. He is faithful. By whom you were called to the fellowship. That fellowship, the fellowship, the teshumeth, and the fellowship of Yah is one of pledge, is one of security. Not the fellowship of the world. It's totally different. Teshumeth. We're called to be called to the fellowship of His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Master. 1 John 1:3, I want to read in closing. He said, we announce to you that which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have declared to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Now he said, I want you to have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship, our teshuvah, is with Yahweh our Abba and with his son Yahshua HaMashiach. For they suppose that gain is the power of the Ruah of Yah with them. Yah said, these are perverse men and wicked women. Withdraw yourself from them. Do not be a part of their fellowship. And that is why we're in the predicament we're in. Because we look at that to think that they're gaining. There's no pleasure in all of their gain. How many pair of shoes can you wear? I got 12 pair, I believe. Well, I probably got 10 pair nice shoes. The other ones just... What good are they? You just look at them. How many pair you got, Brother Richard? About 10? Well, we're on the same boat then, huh? Hallelujah. But what can you do but wear one pair at a time? May Yah enrich you. May He cause your lamp to be enlightened today, to be enriched of the simple truth. Hallelujah. We can sit here for Yah. That's all right. Come on, I want you all to sing that song. Set that up, brother, the song we sang last week. Prepare that. I want you that are listening out. This is for you all that are out there. Hallelujah. We pray that Yah barak you today, that the blessings of Yah fill your life. I mean business in what I do, brothers and sisters. I'm sincere in my preaching. I don't do it half-heartedly. I don't do it for filthy lucres. I don't do it for pay because I don't need no pay. I don't need no money. I don't need no shoes. I don't need nothing at all. I have Yahshua, and that's all that matters. So this, what I do, is not for wealth. It's not for some gain from my quarter. Because if I was to do it that way, then certainly you all wouldn't be here. I will have me a piece of land for myself. But I don't want to live anywhere without my brother Dale back there. I want to be with him. Man, I enjoy sitting down at the table with Deacon Benny. I enjoy old brother James coming, old brother Chris. We sit down and talk. I enjoy that. Come on. Enjoy that yesterday, Brother Kevin and all of us sitting there until the Shabbat was just almost fully in. Heart didn't make any difference. Hallelujah. I don't want to live by myself. I don't want to think if I wasn't here what I could do. I don't want to think like that. I know what I would do. I'll be in a mess. Hallelujah. I want to be around men because if I go out there with a buzzard, then I got to act like a buzzard. You say what you want to. If I'm around brothers that are real and genuine, then I got to act like them. If I'm out there with crows, then I got to act like a crow. You can almost take there are certain animals, you can raise them up at birth with certain species, kittens with dogs, and the cat would almost act like a dog when it grows up. Another dog transforms and act like the kitten. All kind hang together, Brother Yosef. You may see a crow and a buzzard in the garden together, but they ain't fellowshipping. Crow goes his way, the buzzard goes his way. Hallelujah. They ain't sitting down on you're not going to see a buzzard and a crow on the same piece of meat. You see buzzards there. When the buzzard finishes, the crow may come. That's what you're going to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not going to see a wolf and a jackal eating together. You're not going to see a lion and a bear eating together. You're not going to see that. Brother Nathan said to me, he said, I believe that a bear overtake a lion, Pastor Ross. I said, boy. No, he said he believed the lion will overtake the bear. That's what he told me. I say, boy, I'll tell you what, they got some grizzlies out there that are bear, unless, I believe that too, if he's the right kind of a lion. He's got to be a powerful male. He can't be no lioness. There's got to be a lion. I looked at some pictures of them. It was four lions, and they had been kicked out of the pride. And boy, I'm telling you, you could tell one, he looked like he was about 600 pounds. They were all about 600, 700 pounds. Come on, brother, you don't do all that. About 700 pounds. That's how big it was. Turn those things down. You don't need all, brothers, when I ask for that, you don't need between mics. You don't need all that. I just want a song, okay? And so you saw these big males, and they were all males, no females, just males. What happens, the older lion, what it does, the king of the pride always kicks the young ones out, the young males, because it doesn't want competition. You got to sustain a pride, and that older one has the genes to make sure we got the same bloodline in his pride to give us strength and we'll last. So what it does, they kick the young ones out, and what they do, the young ones go out there and they form and they get together with each other. That's what they do. And they form a pride. Nothing but just lions. And of course, they can come upon a pack of females that took down a willow beast, and they say, you might as well get up from here, honey. This is ours. A one lion can take 5 or 6 lioness. That's the truth. The lion is going to run when the lion comes. Yes, it is. It's going to run. And you saw these big male lions, but they were roaming too. They were roaming. And what they do, they will find a pride. And they go in there, and if the old lion is, if he's getting a little weak, they're going to take him out. They say, I'm the king of this pride. I'm the one. And when you take it down, I eat first. What's left? You all get that. And what he does, he always gets the choice part. He gets the belly, the gut, the heart, and all of that good tender stuff. That's what he gets. And he leaves the bones for the little ones to gnaw on and get a little taste of blood where they get excited about that. Hallelujah. We are the lion of the tribe of Yehuda, the sheep of Israel. For our lion, Yeshua, is the strength of the kingdom rule of Almighty Yah. Come on, y'all. Yah bless you all that are listening by live stream. May the broadcast a song for you all. I want this to be real in me. And I know you that are listening, you want this as well. That Yahweh may come and dwell in our land, His Ruah, dwell richly in us. Let that be the power, the strength of our assurance. Bless you all that listen to my live stream. May Yah bless you all. May He brock you all. May His strength bless you, Brother Ricky, you and your family. Shalom. May Yah give you all a wonderful day today. All you that are listening, Brother James, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, all of our friends, everyone, wherever you're listening from, Brother Jerry, Sister Maria, Brother Paul Nissan, our friend, will be here the last of this month. Yah, barak you all. This song is for you all. May Yah Shalom rest upon you. us stand to our feet. Our love become a home for our Abba. With by your excellence, O Mariah, your precious, we Israel are brought into your presence. Help us all today. God is in the path of Siddiqah. We told you, you are for all things. Help us to comprehend and understand the death and the breath of our Abba in Yahshua HaMashiach. Bless your people, those that join with us live today, those that are here, take those safely down the highway safely as they travel. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.